Scientists say they have resolved one of the biggest arguments in the climate change debate. In a report published in Science magazine today, they present a new comprehensive analysis of how much the giant ice sheets of Greenland and Antarctica have been melting and how much that adds to the rise of the world's oceans. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
11 centimeters, about half an inch. That's the estimate for how much the oceans have gone up since 1992 because the Greenland and Antarctic ice sheets are melting. Andrew Shepherd of the University of Leeds led a scientific team that reconciled all the remote sensing and estimates and answered the big question of whether snowfall is increasing fast enough to replace decay of the ice sheets at the edges. That's called the mass balance uncertainty. And there is less uncertainty now, announced Shepherd at a press briefing yesterday.
Crucially, this improved certainty allows us to state definitively that both Antarctica and Greenland have been losing ice.
The Antarctic ice sheet is growing on the east side, but melting away on the west. Some years that balances, and some years there's more melt than increase. For Greenland, the answer is more definitive, says Dr. Eric Ivins of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. There should be no more dispute about whether Greenland has been losing ice for the past 20 years.
I would say that we have reduced that uncertainty that existed in the 1990s for Greenland quite a bit. So those controversies have apparently collapsed quite a bit.
And the ice loss from Greenland has been increasing.
If we compare data from the 1990s to those over the last decade, it would appear as though Greenland is losing mass at about five times the rate today as it was in the early 1990s.
Ivins went on to say that this has huge implications for storm surges, such as New York City experienced with Hurricane Sandy. Even a half inch more ocean adds up to a large mass that can power waves to travel far inland. The scientists refuse to speculate about future ice sheet melt, saying that's for the computer modelers to do. All they've done is improve the raw data the modelers work with. But Michel van den Broekie of Utrecht University was willing to say that glacier melt has already increased to the point that it is effectively doubling the expansion of the waters due to higher temperatures.
I think it's fair to say that the big ice sheets have caught up in the recent decades and are now among the most important contributions to sea level rise.
The study team also stressed the need for better satellite coverage, particularly with synthetic aperture radar. Most of the satellites using that are no longer in service. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.